Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, let me congratulate you. You have made it halfway through the weekend, and I bet you're hungry. I bet you're thirsty. And as my good friend Billy Joel once said, a bottle of red, a bottle of white, it all depends on your appetite. And you can have anything you want at our Italian restaurant. And when you're thinking about classic Italian cuisine right here in Southern Arizona, the road leaves to our broadcast today from Mama Luisa's Italian Restaurant on Craycroft Road, just a little bit north of Golf Links. Happy hour is in full fare. We've got $4 drafts. We've got $5 margaritas. We've got $6 signature cocktails. In fact, the new cocktail menu just rolled out. You got to see what the bar program here has for you. We've got $5 flatbread sliders. Come on out here. The place is waiting. We are here to tell a story about Italian cuisine, about Italian cocktails, about Italian culture, and no better place to do it than Mama Luisa's. And when I sit down every week and decide who my celebrity co-host is going to be, I'm thinking I need to have someone come and talk about the grape, talk about wine, because you can't come to an Italian restaurant and not have wine be at the center of the conversation. And whenever our next guest is having a conversation, wine is always at the center. He is my very good friend, the regional sales manager for Vino 750 and Orangewood Wines. Put your hands together for David Torco.
Hey.
What's going on,
man,
David?
Man, what a great honor and pleasure to be here again.
I love having you on this show.
Well, thank you. It is always just a treat, and this is especially auspicious because yesterday Lombardy, Italy began its 2017 grape harvest.
Oh my goodness.
And here we are at Mama Luisa's. What could be better?
I tell you what, you
cheers.
Know, I'm kind of lucky because I have a sommelier on speed dial. When I have a question about wine and food and pairing and varietals, I go right to David Torco, and I understand, David, that you've actually selected a lovely glass of wine for us to raise.
Absolutely.
A glass here and have a little sip to get the show started. What do you have going on?
We have from the Montevolpe Winery that's from Mendocino, California. Their Primo Rosso, their first red. Mm. This is a blend of a number of different grapes. It's classically Italian, as Dolcetto and Nebbiolo and Negro Amaro, as well as Zinfandel and Petit Sirah, and it's just a beautiful drink. Cheers.
Well, cheers to you. Here, I'm going in.
Ah.
Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful season for great grapes.
Absolutely.
I love this. It's a beautiful mouthfeel. Like you say, there is no question about it, David Torco. This is an Italian wine. Now, tell me a little bit about this wine, because this doesn't break the bank.
No. Graziano is a family, three generations of making wine in Mendocino. This wine was just named one of the top 100 wine values in the world by Wine Enthusiast magazine, and it's a great pleasure to share it with you, and I wish I could share it to everybody out there in listening land.
Well, I would imagine if it's not on the wine list here at Mama Luisa's, it will be very soon.
We hope so.
If David Torco is in the house. But anyway, get us caught up on what's happening in the world of Vino 750 and Orangewood Wines. I mean, look, you're one of the busiest guys in this community.
I am busy. I just took some time to go to Napa Valley in June, and it is just amazing what's going on in Napa Valley. The weather has been so clement, so perfect, that this is going to be their fifth consecutive great vintage. You can buy any wine from 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16, and 17's looking mighty fine, too.
Okay, you've heard it here first from David Torco. We're going to be looking forward to the 2017 vintage. You talked about Napa. Kind of compare and contrast Napa to Sonoma. Nancy and I have enjoyed going to both, and I know you travel the world literally looking at great wine countries, but what do you like about Napa? What do you like about Sonoma?
Well, if you live in Sonoma, they say Napa is for selling auto parts. There's a little bit of rivalry there. But Sonoma is much more laid back. It's more small scale, more family driven, where Napa is really a playground of not millionaires anymore, but billionaires.
Sure.
People come in and they buy these incredible vineyards that have been planted for over 100 years, and they cost an arm and a leg. And the prices of wine in Napa have gone through the roof in the last 5 years, sadly to say.
Yeah.
But the quality has also been extraordinary. Sonoma is not inexpensive, but you'll find a little more natural approach to winemaking and a little different use of different grape varietals. I think it's a more real, to-the-heart kind of place.
Totally hear you. Yeah. Now, you are a star on the Southern Arizona wine sphere. Oh. And when you waltz into a restaurant, people know that when David Twerko comes in, they know the kinds of wines that you want to be talking about. You almost have a brand that defines the portfolio of the wines. What kind of wines is Vino 750 and Orangewood Wines known for?
Well, we are known for our collection of all family-owned wineries. We don't do anything big. No industrial wines with tanks that look like oil refineries that you can, that Gallo comes to mind when you see that. But we represent wine artists. We're not scientists, and they're all wines made by people that have a direct connection to the land, the vineyard, the making of the wine. And we are really proud to have a great collection of families that we represent here in Arizona.
And you really can tell the difference when you're tasting a wine that comes from that family story, that legacy, versus, you know, big, mass-produced, you know, kind of place. You can really understand and appreciate the differences.
Absolutely. There's really no comparison when you taste them side by side in a glass. You know, we don't sell wine in big supermarkets. We don't sell wine in the big box stores. You have to search us out. And
exactly.
We're well worth the finding.
I would say, and if this wine is any example that we're having, everybody needs to get David Twerko on speed dial. Vino 750 and Orangewood Wines. David Twerko, he is our celebrity co-host for the full hour. Now, as we said, we are preparing to say goodbye to the summer months. Fall is within sight, David. What's kind of trending on your palate varietal-wise? How do we prepare our palates for the fall?
As we get into the cooler weather, where our palates generally lead towards more robust red wines, and I am in love with wines from Paso Robles right now.
Oh, right.
Zinfandels
on.
From Peachy Canyon and the Rabble Wine Company, and these are just wonderfully savory, fruit-dominant, great wines. I wish we could taste them through the air.
Yes. Well, you know, as I said, we're tasting some great wines here, but yeah, yep. I love how chefs seasonally change their menus. Winemakers, sommeliers, wine managers, wine directors, they look for the change in the season to begin to introduce, as you say, bigger, bolder, more robust kinds of wine. And, man, you are right after my own heart because that's where I live.
All right. Well, the wines from Paso Robles, it's the largest growing or the fastest growing wine region in California now. And they're really developing a place on the very best wine list and the very best restaurants that has usually been the provenance of Napa Valley and Sonoma in the past. Watch out for Paso. They're up and coming.
You heard it here first from David Twerko. He says, watch out for Paso. That's going to be our official hashtag for this live broadcast.
All right.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to transport our palates to Malta. We're going to be talking to the man himself. He is the pundit of pastry in Southern Arizona, Joe Cauchy, otherwise known as Malta Joe from Malta Joe's Baked Goods, is going to be here on this other side of the break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 1041 KQTH. Stick around.
Hooray.
We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls'
award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting deep in the heart of another happy hour here at Mama Louise's Italian Restaurant on Craycroft Road, just north of Golf Links here, having a great happy hour with our celebrity co-host. He is the regional sales manager for Vino 750 and for Orangewood Wines, our good friend David Torco. Always so much fun having you on the show.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure.
Well, you know, when we're here celebrating Italian culture, cuisine, and cocktails, you know, there's a little island that's not too far in the Mediterranean from Italy. It's called Malta, and Malta is known for many things, but at the very heart of the Maltese, culinary experience is this crazy thing called pastizzi.
Pastizzi.
And we're going to talk to the chief pastizzi officer in Southern Arizona. He is with Malta Joe's Baked Goods. Put your hands together for Malta Joe himself, Joe Kelce.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you very much. It's very good to be here.
We couldn't do a show talking about Italy as a culture and not kind of sneak away a little bit to Malta and talk about some pastries.
That's right. And they're right up the alley and with all the foods in the Mediterranean. And with the way things go with the split pea curry and ricotta cheese, all you need to do is have some pasta right next to it, and you have a full meal.
Oh, man. And I just a celebrity shout-out here. Tom Wadland just walked in the room. He is one of my Scotch mentors. He's wondering why I'm drinking wine and not Scotch. But anyway, Tom and Laura Wadland, always great to see you. So anyway, what in the world is pastizzi? I mean, I heard about it. I've read about it. But it really did have a story that was based in Malta, right?
Yes, in Malta. This is the street food of Malta. There's no pizzerias. There are pastizzerias in Malta. You go in and have a coffee, you go find a little bar, have some beer. They're serving pastizzi on the side. You're not going to find hot dogs or hamburgers on Malta. You're going to see pastizzis almost on every corner. Then you come here to the southwest in beautiful Arizona, down to Tucson, Arizona, and what a surprise. You find these delectable international delights right here in Tucson. You find the pastizzi.
Now, was Tucson a pastizzi-free zone before Malta Joe showed up?
Absolutely. Everything west of the Mississippi was a pastizzi-free zone.
So why Tucson? I mean, how did you get from Malta, your family's from Malta, your grandmother,
yes,
I believe. How did you end up getting to Tucson, Arizona?
Well, I spent most of my life in New York. I was a production engineer there and then came out here to enjoy the good life because this is where it's really at. And I needed to find something to do. I didn't want to do the sound reinforcement anymore. And one Christmas I was cooking for the nephews and nieces that were around. The next page I turned over and there was my mother's recipe for pastizzi.
Oh,
it was just that simple. And then from this December 26th, 2 years ago, for the next 8 or 9 months, every day I made the recipe better, made it, the flake came out really well, and it took a long time. You didn't have someone telling you what to do right, what to do wrong. You had a trial and error. And
now,
then,
do you travel with this recipe under lock and key? I mean, is there like an armored car in the parking lot here of Mama Louise's?
That's right. It's right here up on my noodle. It's not written down anywhere. Everything from yesterday, I have it all up in my head of what I've tweaked next and what I should do. And last August, I actually spent some time with pastizzi masters on the island of Malta.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were very gracious and very generous enough to let me stay there and work with them for a couple of days. And they showed me the real secrets since my family was with them right there. They knew who my family were. And I walked away and came back to America and perfected the recipe that I already had, and it's been fantastic ever since, selling away and just growing rapidly.
David, it sounds like a bucket list item. Hang out with a pastizzi master on Malta.
Yeah.
I mean, cross that.
We're
off
checking
the
it
list
out right now. This is
you got two different flavors, right?
Yes, right here today we have the split pea curry, and we have a ricotta cheese variety today.
Okay.
This is a savory pastry. There's no sugar added. They're both vegetarian friendly.
Okay.
It's a phyllo dough made from scratch.
Oh, did you hear David Torco?
Did you hear that?
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. This is
I'm
getting it. I'm getting pastizzi and surround sound.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Oh my God.
Oh, Joe.
May I call you Malta? Malta Joe.
Go right ahead.
That texture, the beautiful snap, the delicacy of the phyllo, the way you've crisped it up, beautiful crunch going in, then a rich reward, David,
on the inside. The curry pea is amazing.
Every bite brings me right back to Malta when I used to go with my family. And they would surround everybody and have pastitsi out before the big meal. This was an appetizer at the time. And every bite that I have here from the ones that I make here in Tucson brings me right back there. I have the recipe down. And when I meet my Maltese family here, there are many Maltese here in Arizona. They come up to me and they say, they can't believe how close I have it to the way it is on Malta. I mean, and they just love it.
That one bite really told a beautiful story. You know, by itself, again, the ricotta cheese, the pea and the curry, savory pastries. People think pastry, they think, oh, super sweet. These are savory kinds of pastries. You're making these in by orders of a dozen at a time?
Yes, dozen at a time. You go right to my website, maltajoe.com, and you can order them right there, and I deliver them to your house frozen by the dozen. Now, and I also do them for wholesale by the case, four dozen per case, and then coffee houses and, let's see, Noble Hops has them now, and the Velvet Elvis down in Patagonia. They're serving them up, and Savaya Coffee House is here in Tucson.
Oh, Savaya's got these here as well.
Yes, go have yourself a coffee, and then you can get a great pastitsi right next to it.
Now, when you're thinking about these savory pastitsi, these pastries, David, where are you going on the wine spectrum? What kind of a wine would pair beautifully with what Malta Joe has made for you today?
I'm really thinking of a beautiful, soft, crisp white wine that will wash down this like a good Pinot Grigio, not a cheap one, a good one.
There it is.
This is beautiful.
He does it every time.
Yeah, he nailed it.
So, again, the website address to learn about the Gauci story, to get to know Joe Gauci and his beautiful wife, Karen, who, by the way, is here, too.
Yes, she is.
Absolutely. But anyway, make sure, again, that our listeners know where they can find your product, how they can order your product, because this is going to be great for catering, for special events, or just for yourself, selfishly. Treat all your neighbors to pastitsi. It's going to change your life. Where can they find it again?
On maltajoe.com. Go right there, read all about it. There's some history there. There are pictures, and there's an easy way just to go to the last page and purchase them. You could buy them by the dozen. You could buy them in a variety pack. They have six and six if you like. And also, there's a catering section there. We bring them freshly baked right to your party if that's what you'd like to do. And it's maltajoe.com.
Maltajoe.com for all of your pastitsi fantasies. You can get all of them in this wonderful story here. Malta Joe, Joe Gauci, thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt, to
your mother and your grandmother and your great-grandmother. And I salute you for keeping their story alive, because I never heard of a pastitsi, much less tried pastitsi. And I'm so glad that I did, because this is really something kind of fun and new. And I'm going to be doing a lot of this during the holidays, I can assure you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Joe Gauci, thank you so much.
All right, for coming back.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and take a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, Chef Michael Alafante himself is here on this other side of this break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1. Take you to
Summer is here, fellow foodies, and Chef Victor Padilla has designed a fresh new menu that celebrates the flavors of the season at one of my favorite Foothills eateries, Commoner & Co. This exciting menu is inspired by Victor's own dedication to the kinds of dishes that are visually overwhelming, yet easy and approachable on the palate. Like his new sea scallops that have already become a house favorite, with roasted cauliflower, root vegetable chips, cauliflower puree, and a citrus Calabrian gremolata. It is a work of art. Or his airline chicken, a playful twist on the famous poultry dish that he slow simmers in butter and bacon fat. I know, right? And to quench your thirst, General Manager Kim Kaiser has curated a brand new cocktail menu that's all about light and bright, like the Starshine Surprise, anchored by a beautiful bourbon, fresh grapefruit and strawberry, and a hard cider reduction. Now that's my kind of summer sipper. The flavors of summer are being served up now at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread.
and then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH, and we are broadcasting live from Mama Luisa's Italian Restaurant on Craycroft Road, just north of Golf Links. You know, as we say, happy hour really never seems to end. But, you know, 3 to 6 o'clock today. But then things start getting really interesting. Begin, you know, Chef Michael Elefante, when he is back in the back of the house doing what he does. We just love the Elefante family. We love everything that he's about. Back here with our celebrity co-host, of course, he's the regional sales manager for Vino 750 and Orangewood Wines. My good friend David Turco. Lovely pastizzi from Malta Joe at MaltaJoe.com.
I've never had pastizzi in my life, and I love them. I am going to be a great customer.
I tell you what, I love the fact that you on your wine pairing, you went right to a beautiful, you know, a quality, a premium Pinot Grigio to just provide that little balance. You got that full mouthfeel of the pastizzi, but then you follow that with just a really light, crisp, bright Pinot Grigio. Absolutely beautiful. Well, speaking of light, bright, and crisp, Chef Michael Elefante is making his way over to the broadcast table with cocktails in hand. And watch, this guy's like, he's multitasking. He's putting cocktails down. He's grabbing his headset. The Hathorns have just arrived, so now the party can finally begin. And now it is my privilege and my pleasure to introduce to you the very elegante and brillante Elefante himself, Chef Michael Elefante.
Hey, hey. All righty.
Man, I am so thrilled we are here because, you know, not only do we get to tell this great story, but this is the first time Chef Michael Elefante has been on this radio show, David.
Oh, nice.
This is a milestone moment for my broadcast career. I'm a little nervous, David.
I'm a little nervous for my career.
Anyway, cheers to you, brother. Yeah, congratulations on
you.
All of your great successes. We're going to be talking on the culinary side of things, this wonderful heritage and third-generation menu that you've crafted here at Mama Luisa's. But as Nancy and I do every time when we come to Mama Luisa's, we walk in the door, we take a quick left, we come into the bar, we have a great cocktail, and you guys here at Mama Luisa's have just launched a new cocktail menu.
Yeah.
What do you got up your sleeve, man?
So when we kind of wanted to redo the cocktail menu, we wanted to kind of bring in some new ideas, but also my kind of like sarcastic, fun, playful side along with things. So when we started doing the menu, you know, like every good cocktail's got to have a fun name.
Right.
So being the Italian restaurant, you know, we kind of wanted to stick to like mobster-ish, not like cheesy mobster stuff, but, you know, kind of, you know, tiptoe along those lines. So the first one we made, two of this one. This is the offer you can't refuse. So this is made with Templeton Rye whiskey, Fernet Branca, and then a little bit of sweet vermouth, kind of like a play on a Negroni. But Templeton Rye is known for being Al Capone's
rye whiskey. Right. From Iowa, one of my favorite ryes. This is called The Deal You Can't Refuse.
The offer you can't refuse.
The offer you can't refuse.
So,
David, shall we?
We shall.
There's two straws here, so we've done this correctly. Why don't you go ahead and take the first tug, because I'm going to ask you to share with you your observations. This is a very widely respected palate, Michael Elefante, of David Turco. David, talk about this cocktail. I love this deal, this offer you can't refuse.
The spice of the rye, there's a little backdrop of heat from the whiskey there, but it's mellow. The Fernet Branca adds great depth and interest. And well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
This is the kind of a cocktail that I want to start a Mama Luisa's night with. I love the Fernet. I love the bittering properties of that gorgeous liqueur. And it's the national cocktail of Argentina, I think, national spirit of Argentina. It's widely celebrated all over the world. But as we say, a great cocktail is all about great balance. And you can go so many different ways when you're bringing all these flavors together, man. I think you guys have nailed it.
Yeah. We tried to, you know, we're not like crazy mixologists here. We just, you know, we like to have good cocktail, good dinner. You know, everything's simple, but just done properly. So that's the way we approach it.
It's great for the Constitution.
Yeah, right?
That's right.
Exactly.
David Turco certainly couldn't refuse that particular offer or that particular deal. So this is a cocktail that is on the cocktail list right now. A great way to kind of prepare the palate for some amazing, cuisine. What else you got going on here on the cocktail?
So this is the next one. This is one of my favorites. This one, if anybody's seen Snatch, one of my favorite guys in Snatch was Frankie Four Fingers. Benicio del Toro. So this one is a little kind of, you know, something like, you know, when they're talking about Frankie, don't go gamble. And then he's like, don't go to Vegas. And then Vegas starts playing Viva Las Vegas. Things go crazy. This is like the drink I'd have while I was there.
I love it.
So this one is, I'm trying to think right now. I'm drawing a blank. This is Four Roses Yellow Bourbon.
Beautiful.
And then you've got the, I'm gonna butcher the name, the Amontillado Sherry. There it is right there. And then we got a little bit of bitters in this. So this one is nice, a little bit lighter, not as forward. This is more just kind of, I like this one. This one's a little bit more sipping.
This is your first Frankie Four Fingers, David Turco. Again, another, we were breaking news here on the Menu Live. I'm really excited. I'm a bourbon guy through and through. You're bringing in some great premium bourbon, playing a little bit with some sherry. I'm expecting some kind of sweeter profiles, balancing that with a bridge of bitters. What do you think, Dave?
Bourbon up front and central. Delicious.
Mm. There is no doubt that bourbon is at the epicenter of that experience.
Yes, indeed.
Now, I almost feel like we got to talk about Frankie Four Fingers in this dialect. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to talk any other way. Is I want a round of Frankie Four Fingers, and I want them right now, or are you going to lose your fingers? I mean, hey, with no disrespect to the Elefante family.
Nothing wrong with
that. I just conjure my inner Italian every now and then. Cocktail list is here. You guys doing specials at happy hour for cocktails?
Yeah, so all of these will be the signature cocktails. So when you come in for the happy hour, they'll be the $6 flat out. So, and they're normally right around like $9-$10 a piece before.
We're going to talk with you a little bit about wine a little later on the show.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about some great cuisine. But we do have to take a quick news break and thank some more of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to roll up our sleeves and get to know Michael Elefante like you've never known him before in this live broadcast from Mama Luisa's. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
President Trump tweeting praise for the U.N. Security Council imposing tougher sanctions on North Korea, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley.
This resolution is the single largest economic sanctions package ever leveled against the North Korean regime.
Haley says North Korea will kiss goodbye a third of its exports, including coal and iron ore. The FBI says it was a homemade bomb that crashed through a window at a Muslim community center in the Minneapolis suburb of Bloomington. Nobody hurt. A local Muslim leader says the center's been getting hate messages lately. It was a smooth flight from Athens, Greece, until just before landing in Philadelphia for an American Airlines flight. Extreme turbulence rocked all aboard. One passenger says babies were crying, people hit their heads, and one flight attendant broke an arm. Several went to the hospital. This drama and crisis in Venezuela continues. A newly installed constitutional assembly ousts a defiant chief federal prosecutor, but he is refusing to recognize the decision. Chuck Sievertson, ABC.
I'm Kagan, 9 on your side. Chief Meteorologist Aaron Christensen as we head through our weekend. Temperatures warming up as we do some drying out. 97 Saturday with a 10% chance for rain mainly in the morning. Then our skies clear by afternoon. Sunday, 99 and mostly sunny. Monday, we'll be back to the triple digits with mostly sunny skies. You can check out the Kagan 9 on your side. First warning weather anytime. That's at kagan9.com.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancredi Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. We are having some fun here in this live broadcast, celebrating the culture and the cocktails and the cuisine of Italia at Mama Luisa's Italian Restaurant on Craycroft Road, just north of Golf Links. Happy Hour is underway, and we are here with our celebrity co-host, regional sales manager for Vino 750 and Orangewood Wines, David Torco. I tell you what, man, I just we need to spend a little bit more time together. Can we just
make a
New Year's resolution or about 4 or 5 months early? I just want to have you in my life. I want to be able to have you guide my palate when it comes to great wines and great food pairings.
It's a deal.
Let's do it. I should also let all of our listeners know that our good friends at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, they actually have changed out their extra virgin olive oil lineup. They have moved most of the oils from the Northern Hemisphere producers to the Southern Hemisphere producers. So you're going to go into Alfonso and enjoy some wonderfully robust oils from Chile, from Australia, some wonderful tastes and flavors from mild to medium to robust. They generally have about between 20 and 25 extra virgin olive oils coming out of their fustis and taste across their spectrum of balsamic vinegars as well. Go see Tom and Nancy Alfonso at one of 2 locations that they have across town. Southern Hemisphere oil and vinegar. David, that's just that's music to my ears.
Mine too.
Well, anyway, we're back with the man of the hour, a guy who probably never sleeps. He probably doesn't get any sleep. Hey, you know, the family says, look, we understand, Michael. You have to be where your fans are, and you're here at Mama Luisa's. Our good friend Michael Alafonte is back with us, making our way through a great show. 2 cocktails we had, the Offer You Can't Refuse and the Frankie Four Fingers. How many new cocktails are on the menu now?
So there's going to be a total of 12.
Okay.
He's finishing up a couple more. So my other liquor that my drink of choice is gin. I started back in Vermont with my Italian family, went on vacation one time, and gin and tonics was it. So we created a couple other cocktails, the Elefante in the Room, which has a little bit of Lambrusco float with some dry gin, a little bit of elderflower syrup and some strawberries. And then we've got the Tuscan Sunrise, kind of a little play, a little bit loosely on a tequila sunrise. And that's got a little orange cello in it instead of the traditional limoncello. So, you know, we like to play. We got the local stuff, too. We do a Del Bac old fashioned. We got a nice grouping of things, you know, nice.
Well done.
I
love it. The Elefante in the Room.
I love it.
You know, yeah, right?
Not only is there an Elefante in the Room, but there is a story of the Elefantes in southern Arizona. Michael Elefante, take us back to that day. Take us back to that day where the journey for you started, and I think you might have been, what, about 18 months old? I don't know. Do the math, carry the one.
Yeah.
But the Elefante story on the culinary side of things is such a wonderful, rich story, and it all began decades ago, right?
Yeah, decades. So back in the day, the restaurant, Mama Luisa, started in 56. So my family came from Brooklyn in 1972. We were looking at land in Rio Rico to go buy land randomly there. And they ate here, kind of found out they liked the place. They heard that it was for sale. And you know, the rest is history with that part. And it started with my Grandpa Joe and Grandma Jean and their business partner. Went to my mother and my father, and then my mother after my dad passed away. And then me and my brother took it over in 2014, and I've been running it since. So.
And what do you do when you take it over and you understand that you have to kind of maintain the integrity of the story by giving a nod to the roots,
yeah,
to the heritage of the cuisine? But your culinary story has been as much fun to follow as the story of this restaurant because, dude, you got some serious chops. I saw you work at the Iron Chef competition when I was doing the play-by-play, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But how do you balance, in a way, a menu that is as rich and rewarding to those that come to experience the roots. But also, you've got some great dishes here that you want to introduce your guests to that represent kind of a third-generation style. Yeah. Was that a difficult balance to strike?
Absolutely. You know, when I got here back in 2014, it was okay, don't change anything right away. You know, sit back, watch, take things in, build a kind of, a notebook of things. And then as time went on, we slightly changed one thing and then slightly changed another. The menu, it kind of worked. We came up with this idea that we were brainstorming, and it just was like, aha moment.
Right.
And that's when we came up with the heritage menu and the third gen. So we really took about 30 years worth of, menu matrices of what we sold and was like, okay.
Wow.
How many restaurants can go back 30 years, let alone 60 years, and see what you sold? So we took that 30 years of information and we said, okay, this is it. These are our best sellers. This is what Mama Luisa's is. So we took those. We got rid of the whole rest of the menu. The menu was really big. It kind of read like War and Peace. And it took like 20 minutes to read. And so we're like, no, it's got to be
quick. Several elephantes in the room to get through that.
Exactly. And so, we were like, okay, we're going to keep, the top 20 or 30 dishes that we're known for. And then we're going to start adding some things things we want to do. And I like to play. I wouldn't say I'm classically trained. I wouldn't say I'm new age. I'm kind of me. I'm like this hybrid Italian guy who likes to play around with food. So,
and we love it when you play with your food.
Yeah, right.
I can tell you what my mom told me when I was a kid about playing with my food. But we don't want Michael Elefante to stop playing, because that's how excellence manifests right here on this menu.
Yeah, so it's been fun. So they got a couple things coming out right now. One of them is the relish tray. If you went to a classic Italian restaurant, I remember, back in the day going with my parents, if we went out of town to Brooklyn or Long Island, these places, they'd greet you with this relish tray. They'd come out with this little handle, right? And it would be in those little galvanized tin cans with a three-bean salad, some like peppadews, maybe a little cheese or something like that. And I was like, I want that, but I want to do it my way. I want to do it with what we do. So they're going to bring it out here in just a minute. It's a six-compartment bin. It's got house-made pancetta that we make here in-house, which is kind of like it's an unsmoked Italian bacon, nice peppery. We hang it to dry for about a month, so it's got a lot of good flavor in it.
You hang it to dry for a month.
Yeah.
Right here. Hanging in the house. I love that. I mean,
wow.
That's like real scratch kind of stuff, right?
That's what I I tell people all the time, it's like, I didn't become a chef to take things out of a box. That's not what I like to do. If you went to like a barbecue back in the day, it was like, people would be like, you make that so good, you should start a restaurant, you should start a business. And it's not like, that's what I like to do, is I want to be that person who brings something and people like love it, And
I love it.
That's the passion that I have, is I want to be good at, that's what I'm good at, making food.
I tell you, when you went through that exercise where you're walking through decades of what people ordered, I would imagine that the Joe Special immediately basically said, I ain't going nowhere.
If you
get rid of the Joe's Special, you might as well just close.
Absolutely. I might as well lock
the
doors.
What is it about
the
Joe's? Look, we want people to come to Mama Luisa's, get to know it again. Have the Joe's Special, but cast the net a little bit more widely. Understand what the Elefante family is bringing to the game. Yes, the Joe's Special is an anchor part of the experience, but try some new and some fun and some fresh other dishes. But what is it about the Joe's Special, Michael Elefante, that you think has earned such loyalty among sophisticated palates all across this community?
I think it's appreciated for what it is. It's simple, it's made with love, and it's consistent from today to, back in, 60 years ago. It's the exact same dish. It's made with love. Every single thing is made from scratch. There's nothing, that we don't, make on that. The cheese is always selected with care. We have a specific cheese that we like to use. We use a Wisconsin cheese on it instead of a California or something like that, because Wisconsin cheese have a higher fat content.
Yes.
They melt a lot better on there than the California cheeses. The homemade pasta on it, the homemade tomato sauce, we simmer that for 6 hours, age it for 2 days. Hot pepper seeds, some fresh garlic and oil brushed on top of it. Bake it, until it's got a nice little golden brown crust on it. Throw the homemade tomato sauce on it, and it's done.
And $11.50.
Yeah.
Not $29.95.
No.
The Joe's Special. Now, you say just like it was done since day one. That's true. That's one of the dishes that there's an integrity that you have to preserve.
Absolutely.
You're not going to wake up one day and say, let's do something fun and fresh with the Joe's Special.
Absolutely.
You're honoring tradition with that particular dish.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the ones. That and the eggplant, those are really the two that Hey, I'm not touching at all. There's not going to be a single day in my mind that crosses like, hey, maybe I can play with this one a little. No, that's the way it is. My mom is I call her the fisherman, and she helps me all the time. So she'll be here, and I'll be kind of throwing ideas around, and I'll be talking to my brother on the phone, and my mom will kind of like, hey, like, give me the sign, like, pump the brakes, you know, like, reel it back in, you know, don't get too far out there, you know, because you got to still remember what you are. So that's where we kind of came with that, with the third generation menu, is where there is no fishing pole, you know, there's no hook I'm attached to. I can do whatever I want on that one.
And that's where we want you. As I said, I had the privilege of being the one of the announcers doing the play-by-play at the Iron Chef. And look, you know, this community came out and supported you in ways that I had never seen happen before.
Yeah,
it was a numbers game.
It was amazing.
Votes came in from all over the world. They wanted Michael Elefante on the kitchen stage that day to shoot for Iron Chef. And I can't imagine a better guy to have there representing the other side than Travis Peters at the parish. But man, I got to tell you what, I sort of had in my mind, okay, what is Michael going to bring to this experience? What is it? No, he comes from Mama Luisa's. You know, so this is going to be a pasta-driven experience. There's going to be a lot of marinara at the center of the plate. But dude, you impressed me so much. I mean, I'm serious. You made a peach soup, a secret ingredient with peaches. Oh. They unveiled that peach soup. He brings French press coffee decanters, and he French pressed peach soup with a I think it was like a dill frond.
Yeah, we did fennel frond. And thyme inside of
and
that.
And thyme. Yeah. It slowly emerged, that immersion of the herb and then poured about. I mean, I sat there and I said, man, this dude has the
awesome
chops. Seriously, I was blown away.
Yeah, it was fun. The whole experience was incredible and really, you know, we kind of like didn't know exactly what to do. You know, we tried to, you know, talk to a couple guys who had been in it before, and hey, you know, give me some ideas. And they're like, no, you're on your own, buddy. So you know, we were like, okay, what are some, you know, some things? You know, I got a lot of ideas. It's just, you know, what can we get done? You know, what can we get done in 45 minutes? Because a lot of it is you got to be able to plate in 10, you know, 10 minutes,
right?
And 30 seconds. 30 seconds is what got me. I missed my dessert by like 30 seconds.
And that could have made the difference.
Absolutely.
But a couple of points, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't a judge. I don't get a look at the score sheets, but this was a tight race. What does it mean to Mama Luisa's to have Michael Elefante on stage for the biggest culinary event in Southern Arizona? What does that mean to this restaurant?
It was incredible. I mean, you know, we're kind of like a dinosaur. People kind of forget about us. And to show that, you know, Mama L is this, you know, humble little, you know, marinara slinging, red sauce slinging, you know, homemade tomato, you know, pasta place, you know, can hang with the big boys. And, you know, Travis Peters is a phenomenal chef, you know, to be, you know, in the category along with like Gary Hickey and, you know, a lot of those other guys from downtown. And you know,
they're all like my brothers, man. It's like a big family to us, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, someone's got to win. And I'm a huge fan of Travis Peters. But, you know, I'm just so delighted that you were up there repping the Elefante family. Yeah. Man, I think you had family fly in from all over the galaxy. I mean, I felt like it was an Elefante family reunion for crying out loud. They came out
incredible.
In big numbers.
Yeah, we had my sister flew in from Chicago. I had family flying in from New York for it. From Florida, San Francisco. I mean, you know, it was just this big, you know, get together. You know, I sent the word out that I got into it, and I was like, hey, you know, come if you can. I would really love to see it. And then it turned into this, started snowballing, and everybody's like, I'm coming. It's like, all right. So we ended up having like 30 people strong of the family just flying in to see it. So.
You going up against Travis next year?
I'm claiming it. I'm hoping.
Next year. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the throwdown 2 is underway.
It's going to be the people's champ versus the judge's champ.
You know, Travis listens to this show.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm expecting a text any second.
Me too.
You know, when you're growing up, you know, basically you literally grew up in this restaurant. When you decided that this is what you wanted to do and you wanted to get in the culinary arts and, you know, you worked at Ritz-Carlton, I mean, you really do have some serious credentials in this business. Who did you look up to on your journey from a chef perspective? I mean, were there any kind of you know, ladies and gentlemen in the culinary arts that you kind of looked up to and said, look, I really want to learn from some of these people?
Yeah, well, so growing up, you know, with my dad, I was 8 years old when we really started watching chef shows. We started watching like Great Chefs of the World on PBS and that,
right?
And you know, so he started teaching me omelets and those kind of things. And then after he passed away, I kind of was like looking at, you know, watching TV, and I really took a liking to Emeril, you know, and he's, you know, I think Emerald's the man. If you look at it, look he at started, his heritage
he started,
in that.
He started the whole thing. I mean, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
I think you're right.
Absolutely.
I mean, the whole kind of personality-driven, but real chef artistry, I think he was kind of one of the pioneers.
Yeah, absolutely. And then from there to once I got into the Ritz, you know, I really started learning, you know, the big guys to follow. Thomas Keller, you know, Eric Ropaire, Marco Pierre White, all those, you know, guys who really set the stage for everybody else. But, you know, here in town, I mean, we've got some great people. I think eventually when the dust settles, you know, maybe 20 years from now, that they're going to be, you know, Tucson's going to be definitely known for a lot of great chefs that came out of here.
We're a UNESCO destination.
Absolutely.
No question about it.
All right, so the relish tray's here. She's got this.
Let's take a look at that relish tray, man.
All right, so you got the homemade pancetta here.
Homemade. You got, homemade pancetta, David Turco.
Absolutely.
He doesn't throw those things around in a cavalier way. Of course, easily it's just another day at the office for Michael O'Connor.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Housemade pancetta.
You got peppercini pickled cornichons. So we get the little mini cornichons. We pickle them with the peppercini liquid ourselves. You got a three bean or the Gigandi bean salad, which is kind of like a play on the three bean salad you have gotten back in the day. Stuffed peppadew, stuffed with mascarpone, and a little bit of ricotta, some garlic and shallots, a little bit of roasted peppers made here in-house, and then this one's one of my favorites to eat with the bread. You got the balsamic marinated cipollini onions.
Oh,
so
look
we
at
bring
that.
Nice olive oil, really nice balsamic, heat it up, peel the cipollini, pour it right over it, let it sit for about a month.
And, a month!
The outside is cooked, the inside, the whole thing's cooked, but it's... It gives you that nice raw crunch, but without that raw bitterness. I hate rawing it.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm going with it. David Turco's so. Picking up a beautiful slice of house hearth-baked bread. Mm-hmm. Anyway, time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to get a shot at earning a Mama Luisa's gift card. We're going to do a trivia question here. Have you thought about something fun to ask our listeners today?
Yeah, I think I got something.
All right, lay it on.
So I wanted to see, you know, what year did Mama Luisa's open?
Okay, originally.
Originally.
Okay.
What was the original year so, Mama Luisa's opened?
Okay, Mama Luisa's Italian restaurant on Craycroft Road, just north of Golf Links, opened in what year?
Yes.
If you think you know the answer to the question, send me a note right now at onthemenulive@gmail.com. onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer is going to get a Mama Luisa's gift card. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple more sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to finish out this great Mama Luisa's experience, do a little tasting, and talk about some events that
Absolutely.
You have coming up here on this live broadcast from Mama Luisa's. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Saguaro Corners Restaurant and Bar has been serving Tucson's East Side and Saguaro National Park since 1956. But this is not your grandfather's Saguaro Corners. They have 22 craft beers on tap, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas you will find in Tucson. Their menu has something for everyone with more than 60 different choices, from great barbecue to creative burgers and sandwiches to a mouthwatering selection of Arizona comfort food. They feature live music four nights a week on their cool patio with misters and incredible Rincon Mountain views. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Come on down and give Saguaro Corners a try on the corner of South Old Spanish Trail and Escalante. It's worth the trip.
And you're listening to On the Menu Live. Welcome back. It's happy hour here at Mama Luisa's on Craycroft Road, just north of Golf Links, here with my celebrity co-host, regional sales manager for Vino 750 and Orangewood Wines, David Turco. The hour always goes by so fast when you're having fun, drinking great wine, hanging out with some friends in this great setting, right?
I can't believe it's only... I mean, it's gone so by so quickly. We're having so much fun.
We
this
need
is
another
incredible.
Hour.
We
if
do.
If you think you would need another hour, send a note to the leadership of the president of KQTH 104.1 and say, we demand one more hour
yes.
on the menu live. And here's a guy who is in major demand, owner and executive chef here at Mama Luisa's, my good friend, the very elegante and brillante Elefante. I've been practicing that all week. Michael Elefante treating our palates to a taste of Italy with that Elefante flair that he just brings to the occasion every single time. Hours of operation here at Mama Luisa's. You guys doing lunch? You're doing dinner? You're happy hour?
Yeah, we're open all, pretty much all the time. So Monday through Saturday, we're open from 11 to 9. Sunday, we're a little bit shorter, 12 to 8. So other than that, 7 days a week, we rock steady.
You still doing your pasta bar?
Absolutely. I was doing it today. you might get a little appearance by me on it.
That's another thing that, you know, you're not going to screw with. You know,
absolutely.
Here's a blank canvas. My, you know, third generation is going to show up at the table and say, well, we're going to get rid of Joe Special. We're going to get rid of the pasta bar. No, they're going to get rid of Michael.
Yeah, exactly.
The pasta bar. I mean, look, I grew up eating off that pasta bar, man, and it's always so fun, fresh. And the price point on that?
Now I believe it's $9.75 and
$9.95. Under $10.
Everything's homemade. So actually, we just put a little tweak on it lately. We kind of broke everything apart, turned it into like an omelet station. So everything is mix and match now. Before, you know, meatballs, all that kind of stuff was in together. Now it's like, all right, let me get Alfredo. We got a little hatch roasted green chilies on there now. Meatballs, some sausage. You can't beat it.
$10,
oh,
I say,
God.
Again and again. One of the great things that I love about this job, telling people about some great pairing dinners. We've talked about tequila pairing dinners, wine pairing dinners that David Torco has been a part of. So many of them. You actually have a beer pairing dinner coming up here featuring the Suds from Barrio Brewing, right?
Absolutely.
What's going on?
So this is going to be our second beer dinner. Normally we do wine dinners here, but the special dinners really give me a chance to spread my wings, as you know, and do it on a monthly basis. So this Barrio one, a good friend of mine is a rep for Barrio, and so we kind of like it. When she got the job, I was like, hey, you know, let's do a dinner, let's plan one. And we finally got to it. We planned it. I think we put out a stellar menu for it. The first course we're going to do is going to be a bruschetta trio featuring house-made duck prosciutto. So we had a
house-made duck prosciutto.
Yeah,
there he goes again.
Duck prosciutto. Blow my mind.
Yeah, right?
Awesome.
So that's been hanging for about a month. They're just hanging out in the walk-in. We took them down yesterday. You walk in there, and you see a bunch of ducks hanging up. And then second course, we're going to do some scallops with preserved lemon risotto and some Calabrian chili threads. We go grow Calabrian chilies out in the garden out there. And then third course, I forget what we're doing. And then we're doing a mocha java stout for the fourth course cake.
And
dessert.
Each course is intentionally paired with a different beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
From Barrio.
Yeah, so we're going to go Hefeweizen, Barrio Blonde, Citrozona, and then their raspberry ale is going to go with the Java Mocha Stout.
The TJ's. Yeah, that's going to be a beautiful combination. I love Barrio Brewing Company. You know, it's the oldest craft brewer. If you go back to the General Buttons days, oldest craft brewer in the state of Arizona,
the
26
original.
Years, I think. What's the date of that event, Chef?
So that's going to be August 15th, so two Tuesdays from now.
Okay, and I think there's like a half a seat left?
Yeah. No,
you might have to share.
I think we have like 5 or 6 seats left. We booked it at 50, and we're sitting right now about like 43 people right now.
Okay. It's August 15th.
Yeah.
What time?
6 o'clock.
Okay, 6 o'clock. There's 5 seats left, which means there's going to be an odd man out, but that's fine. I'm happy to be someone's odd man. Can people make reservations? What's the way to do it?
So all they got to do is give us a call. You know, tell them, hey, I want to be at the Barrio dinner, how many seats you want, and that's it. We run the, you know, payments are all day of, so, you know, we're not going to take your card and have it sitting around. You just call us. You tell me you want to be in. I trust you. We're on the honor system.
He's a trustworthy guy.
I know a guy anyways.
He knows a guy. And you love doing these collaborative things, too. So you get together and collaborate with some of your brethren in the chef community across Southern Arizona, and you're kind of doing some collaborative events here as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the ones I'm super stoked about is, I'm sure everybody's familiar with, C.J. Ham.
C.J. Ham.
Yeah, right?
He's been a returning celebrity co-host.
Yes.
Executive chef out at Saguaro Corner.
Yeah, so my fellow Goomba, we're gonna plan a we just finished the menu. It's going to be called Nona's Night Out. That's going to be coming here
in the
next couple months. It's going to be kind of like a play on, you know, you go to grandma's house for Sunday dinner back in Brooklyn. You got this big, it's going to be 7 courses. You know, halfway through, I want it like course 5. I want everybody to stand up and have to stretch. You know, do toe touches, make room. But, you know, one of the big things we were playing around with is we like want to make the timpano from the night out.
So
we're going to make this giant timpano to go with it. So that's going to be like course 5.
You and CJ together, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm like trembling.
We're in trouble.
You know, and CJ, he's going to call me after this show. He's going to say, you know, you talked to Elefante, you said marinara. It's not marinara. It's marinara. He's going to kill me.
As long as it's not gravy.
Exactly. Michael Elefante joining up with some of the great chefs of the Southwest here. Mama Luisa's, are you going to be announcing all those on your Facebook
page? Yeah, absolutely. So they'll be on Facebook page. trying to think. It'll be all over the place.
Follow Michael Elefante. Come on here to Mama Luisa's. Get to know him and the Elefante story. Have a little taste across the spectrum from heritage menu to the third generation menu. Have a couple of cocktails at the beginning of the experience and then kind of navigate your way into this old world dining room that has been preserved from decades ago and really bask in the glory that is Mama Luisa's and Michael Elefante. Now, I got to ask you this. Now, I assume you go home from time to time. I mean, it's not all about 24/7 here at Mama Luisa's, but yeah. If you had to go home tonight, Michael Elefante, and take everything out of your refrigerator except for one item, what is the one item that you cannot take out of the Elefante family fridge? What can't you live without at home, Chef?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't know. I'm going to probably say, like, my cheese or my salami.
Or your salami.
So I always got salami in the house. I always got cheese in the house. You know, big blocks, not the little pre-cut slices. I got the the blocks of it sitting there.
Now, do you hang duck at home like you hang a duck's ear?
But I'll take some home. I'm going to. Yeah. My experiments usually end up at home, and the wife gets to try them in that.
So. Right on. Well, anyway, and give our love to your wife as well and to your family. Let us know how people can find you online. Website address? You're all over social media?
Website is mamaluisas.com. Social media, we got Instagram is Chef Mike ML. Facebook, you can do either the Mama Luisa's Italian Restaurant and Catering or my personal one, which I'm on doing stuff on that too, is Michael Elefante.
Michael Elefante is a star wherever he goes. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you,
Michael.
And David Torco from Vino 750 and Orangewood Wines. All of our local restaurateurs and chefs are listening to the show, and they want to be part of the Torco story.
I will be knocking on their door soon.
Absolutely. Make sure that David's wines are a part of the story that your wine list tells, because it really is. He represents quite literally fellow foodies that you will not find anywhere else. Get to know David. Get to know how his story and his experiences can help make you a better wine list and a better restaurant. Anyway, David, thank you so much.
Matt, thank you.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and David Torco reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On the menu live. Cheers!